Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is July the 2nd, 2020. Well, it's good to be with you today. I'm getting a lot of texts that I was trying to read at the same time, but that's okay. I'm trying to take care of some other things as I'm doing this devotion. But here we are. Earlier this week, we discussed time will tell the fruit. I'm not much of a horticulturist. I'm not very good at identifying a tree by looking at the bark or the leaf. However, at certain times, I am really good at identifying trees. You know when that is? The time when I am able to identify the type of tree is when the branches have fruit hanging on them. It's very easy to identify an apple, an orange, and a peach tree when the branches are loaded with fruit. I bet you're good at that too, aren't you? As we said earlier this week, time will tell the fruit. Jesus said the tree is known by his fruit. He is defending himself against the Pharisees when he makes this statement. In his defense, he is reminding the Pharisees that a tree is known by its fruit. He is actually telling them that they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit by attributing his works to the devil. He is saying the works prove what type of tree they are. Corrupt. So as you walk down the street of your local city, you may not be able to identify the spiritual condition of someone by their outward appearance. However, if you watch them long enough, you should be able to identify their spiritual condition by the fruit they produce. If you watch them closely, soon you should be able to see the fruit of the Spirit hanging from their branches. How can one who lives in a body, so you might ask, how can one that lives in a body that is prone to sin produce the fruit of the Spirit? Having that expectation would be like expecting a pine tree to produce bananas. Having one that is dead in sin to produce the fruit of the Spirit would be like thinking that you were going to look at on a pine tree and find a bunch of bananas. So we know that it's against nature for one who is dead in trespasses and sins to produce the fruit of the Spirit. So how's that going to happen? Well, Romans 8:14 speaks of being led by the Spirit. Let me just read that for you quickly here if I can find it. Let me read verse number 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so, if you're led by the Spirit, you will mortify the deeds of the flesh. Mortify means to destroy or bring into subjection. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, spoke of bringing his body into subjection. You bring your body into subjection by not allowing it to determine your actions. Instead, you submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is that which leads your actions. Notice it goes on to say that those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So who are the ones that will be led by the Spirit? Those who are the sons of God. So being led by the Spirit is another way that will let you know that you're a son of God because you desire to be led by the Spirit. So what does it mean to be led by the Spirit? And I might ask you this question. Are you being led by the Spirit today? Do you allow the Spirit to lead your thoughts, to lead your actions? What does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Gill mentions that being led by the Spirit is an illusion to the leading of a blind person. How does a blind person find his way around? Well, the blind person is dependent upon someone else to guide him. The guide needs to make the blind person aware of any obstacles which might be in the way. The one who is blind relies on the leadership of the guide to lead them to their destination. So a blind person, you know, you might have seen them holding onto the shoulder of someone else, and just where that person walks, where that person leads them, they just follow. What happens if they wanted to go their own way? that might not be very good for them, would it? So they're dependent upon that other one to lead them, and they trust that person to lead them in the right way, that they're not going to lead them astray. And that's the same way that we ought to be with the Holy Spirit of God. We ought to just allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us and to trust Him and to rely upon Him. So what would happen if a blind person would be placed in an unfamiliar territory with no one to guide them? Would they be able to find their way? Well, they might be fortunate enough to find their way. And if they do, though, it will probably be met with, they would be met with many obstacles. And the thing of it is, those obstacles probably could have been avoided if someone was present to lead them, if someone was available to lead them. But more than likely, they're not going to find their way. They will make incorrect decisions. They will probably run into some obstacles. And they won't make those wrong decisions because they want to make wrong decisions. They'll make wrong decisions because, well, here do I turn right or left? I don't know which is the right way to go. And so, I don't know. They may bump into some hazards because they're not able to see it. They're not purposefully making wrong decisions. It's just they're unaware of their surroundings, so they're unable to make those decisions. So they don't know even the hazards that are right and directly in front of them. And so they might bump into them. So the blind person is dependent upon someone else to lead them in the right way. So the question is, how do we who are dead in trespasses and sins find our way to the production of good fruit? We find our way by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We don't know how to please the Father on our own. If we attempt to walk after Him in our own power, we will fail. However, if we submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we can be led by the Spirit. The Spirit will lead us in plain paths. It will lead us to the production of fruit. The Spirit will make us aware of hazards that are in our way, pitfalls, circumstances that are there that we need to lead away from, things that are coming into our mind that we need to push out of our mind. The Holy Spirit will enlighten us to so many things if we follow the Spirit. And the Spirit will lead us in the path that is pleasing to the Father and in the path that produces good fruit. So we need to be led by the Spirit, which means like the blind person fully relies upon that other person to lead them, we need to be like a blind person in this life following the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit leads, we just need to follow. And we will reach our destination and we will avoid many of the pitfalls that Christians find in their ways often. And we can find our way to faithfulness in Christ. So on your walk with Christ, are you being led by the Spirit? You see, that's what we're doing in this podcast, walking with you on your walk with Christ. We're trying to point you in the right direction so that you can listen to the Holy Spirit and be led, and you can avoid some of the pitfalls that many often fall into. Are you being led by the Spirit? Today, Lord, thank you for the Spirit. Thank you that the Spirit will lead those who will follow into the plain path which pleases you. I pray, Lord, for your people that they will see they cannot afford to be led by their own flesh. I pray they will see the need to be led by the Spirit. Lord, lead us to you. Lead us to the production of good fruit. Thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen. And till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.